And I just have everyone being attended to, everyone being devoted to, everyone being placed inside. So we want to remember we're finding our true self within our higher heart, within our higher vicinity, within our higher, illuminated awareness. And so the more that we trust what's within, so we want to remember we keep plagiarizing ourselves. In other words, we keep looking outside for what can never be until we agree with it within. So we want to remember that we've dreamed of the departed. In other words, we've been dreaming a consciousness of being separate from our power, from our divinity, from our light. And they're saying, and now we're soon to see. So allow light to be happening all around you. In other words, allow the strength, allow the new procedure, and now the new lift up placement to be brought forth, to be illuminated, to be exposed, to be self-revealed. So a lot of us keep looking to the outer circumstances, like, if you would just love me more, if you would just love me more, or you would just do what I expected you to do, or you would just scream and shout, is what they're saying. Like, in other words, we have this like roll call assessment for what we need in order to be well satisfied. What we don't realize, or what we've forgotten until now, is that it's all a state of consciousness where we dreamed of separation and we're coming to this place of divine reunion. So we want to remember that divine reunion is given within due to our good proximity. In other words, we're the one closest. So just imagine, like, you got two cords, an extension cord or whatever, and you just got to like put them together. So we want to remember we are the ones responsible for that. There's not an outside orchestration that can possibly do that. So when we keep looking outside and we come up broken, or we come up, you know, like nothing in my hand, what I'm looking at is, it's like if you picked up sand and it just sort of like all falls out between your little fingers. We want to remember that we are in the process of self-adjusting. We're in the process of tuning in and coming alive. So allow yourselves to advance, allow yourselves to present. So when they said present, I've got this Egyptian deity that's, how would I say this? It's like he's leading the way, but what he's doing is he's helping us receive our light within. So in other words, like feeding us an Ankh, feeding us light, feeding us our due exposure. And so when I'm looking at that light being fed within, now I'm looking at our higher heart and our solar plexus, and it's like, ooh, the light's inside. So allow yourselves to advance. Allow yourselves to glow. So when they're saying glow, it was like we were taking a trolley ride, and they said the word glow, and the trolley stopped. So this is a place of full presentation. This is a place of extreme presentation. So what we want to do is just imagine that we are the light. So if you remember your column of light, and allow that to be illuminated, and then we're allowing that light to manifest, to be discovered within each of our chakras, within our cellular structure. So again, you're just allowing that light to explore, like going into every vicinity, going into every nook and cranny, going into every place where you didn't understand the light was possible. So wherever there's a hardship, wherever there's a hardened heart, wherever there's a constriction, because, you felt like, interesting that my throat chakra just sort of got a little muffled there, you know, so this is the point. Wherever there's a constriction, and all of a sudden I had trouble speaking, so this is the point. It's like love is to proceed, love is to advance, love is to explore, love is to heal, love is to travel by. So we're allowing that light in, and we want to remember that it's our destiny to shine. So again, we're not looking for the answers in the outer, we're bringing them up and through in the inner. We're bringing them into all our illuminated gifting, all our illuminated presentation, all of our illuminated existence. Because we want to remember there is nobody on this earth that can keep us from our power, from our light, from our destiny, from our strength. So this is the time to be strong, and this is the time to be self-aware. Self-aware is, are you still agreeing to the construction? Are you still agreeing to the false prison? Or are you agreeing to self-mastery? Are you agreeing to your illuminated existence? Are you agreeing to the awareness that you are light, you are abundance, you are divinity itself? Because as we agree upon that, as we assert that, this is when we can make those quantum jumps. This is when we can make those quantum leaps at last, because we're serving ourselves whole. So again, we are serving ourselves. We're agreeing to our light. We're agreeing to our advanced self. We're agreeing to our explosion. We're agreeing to our multidimensional perspective. So allow yourselves to proceed at last. Allow yourselves to have that extreme pleasure of delight. Extreme pleasure of delight is light is happening all amongst myself. Light is happening within and through. So it's coming in and it's coming out our chakras, coming out our cells, coming out our pores. And so again, we're the ones delivering the good news. We're the ones delivering the new vibrational reality. We're the ones shifting in consciousness. And so as we shift in consciousness, we literally close the door to a past. So we want to remember when the process of that great shift, and we're dropping the old paradigm of fear, of separation, of constriction, and we're opening up to the new paradigm of love, of unity consciousness, of abundance. And so it's here undivided. Undivided is we're recognizing we're all of it. We're all one and the same. And so as we offer that to ourselves in wholeness, we offer that to all of our extreme pleasure, all of our devotional grace, all of our devoted, what would I call that? I'll just say like kindred spirits. But what it is as we receive in high excellence, it affords like the food chain, meaning that, you know, and the next and the next and the next. So we want to remember everything we're doing theoretically for ourselves, as we still see ourselves as in that personal self, we're really doing for one and all the same. So they're saying, won't you join in? So when you're looking at the suffering of the world, or the suffering of others, or the suffering of yourself, remember there's one answer for it all. There's one answer sincere, and that is to travel within and to bring in the new broadcast, to bring in the new climate, to bring in the new love's arrival. So receive in your full abundance, receive in your full mastery, receive in your full gifting to thy divine self. Receive, 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 and allow everything in your life to shift easily, naturally, without procedure, without question, like instantly. So we're all opening up to all of our magical properties. We want to remember we've been the high priestess, the seer. We all understand how to play on these higher levels. So it's just a matter sort of like of reintroduction. So they're saying that like there's nobody here that hasn't done this before. So we want to really get that it's really no problem. It's just a fast recall. Like, oh yeah, I kind of remember this. This feels familiar. This feels about right. So we want to have that vague remembrance, and it's totally cool no matter how much you feel it or you don't feel it or you're pretending to feel it. It's all the same anyway. So we're just helping ourselves adjust. And so they just sort of keep coming in from different angles, from different perspectives, just to sort of lather us up complete. So receive, receive, receive. And so it is. Beautiful beings of light.